Hey, Eli.
MWN, wrong word.
What was the call?
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November, K8MWN, Ben.
I know you, Ben. Yeah. Didn't have the volume up high enough, didn't hear it.
JCKJO. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, John. I think that's John, right? Or am I getting you mixed up with somebody? I know AB8Y is Lance.
Nope, it's Tom. Tango Oscar Mike. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Okay, I misunderstood the call sign then. My apologies.
No, you are good, sir. If you remember, it's just Cujo. K-U-K-O. Kansas City 8, Cujo. I got you over here, Lance. Go ahead and throw it over back over again.
I don't know if I stuck on that. Sit there. Either Tom or Cujo, however you want to remember it.
Yeah, I'll remember him better one day. I know, obviously, Lance. I talked to John and Wally a whole lot, so I talked to them on the phone, too, so I think that's why it's easier for me to remember them, too. 88MWN.
Oh, believe me, I'm the same way. I hear the voice, and I forget the name sometimes. Recognize the voice. You know, I don't have it in the radio, you know, the ID number. So I just guess it.
There, sometimes I just draw a blank. It's like I say the name, and I just cannot remember. That gets frustrating. Ben?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know I talk to you on here, too, so it's like, I don't know. Maybe I just haven't drank enough coffee. We'll blame it on that.
I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm still a little foggy-headed myself. Gotta wait for that to, you know, that sweet Arabica bean to enter my system.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Get a few specialties.
Where are you off to this morning, Lance? I don't normally hear you on here this early.
Yeah, I'm off to work, and I haven't had the radio on in the car for a while, and this weekend they rerouted the antenna and popped the connector off the end of the coax, so I had to fix that too.
That's no fun. Definitely not fun.
Haven't done that yet, but that shouldn't be too difficult to put on there. Now, I've overstripped a coax before. Frustrating my coworker. He goes, don't go that way, go this way. Went the other way and it worked. I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's not a very expensive antenna. It's the Goya UT-72, so it's pretty sacrilegious having that on a Motorola, but that's what I've got.
Okay, Joe. So where's your travels taking you to today, Ben? We know that Lance is going to be going underground soon.
I'm just sitting out here in my car at work. I haven't went in yet. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee. I was fixing to get out and walk around, and then I heard Lance. I'm like, well, I never hear him very often, so I'll talk for a minute and see where we're at.
Hey, you want to listen to you, Jeff, and we're on there a little bit more. I'm still 26 minutes from work, and I won't be going underground today.
Oh, I'm 54 minutes from work. I got to go to Highland Park today to a detention facility. But yeah, I got that 6550 working. After he told me to use Windows 7, I did that and updated. I'm like, well, this is cool. And then I moved my zones over and kept getting the validation errors. And I'm like, where are they at? And I finally found it and figured it all out. I'm like, oh. So it's finally programmed. It's here in my truck now. My new toy.
Errors pop up and you're like, what's going on? All I did was read the radio. And then you realize for some reason that your CPS decided to burp the wideband entitlement.
Yeah, it came from Ben Coworker there. So I got a nice 6550 from.
Yeah, try that again. It's a little bit, a little garbly.
I'm in a bad spot. Tried here, but yeah, that was from Ben's coworker where I got my 6550 from, that tip.
Saying you got it from Mr. ELQ.
I got my 6550 from W1BLU. He's a transplant from Florida. Bought it off him, got all the equipment, and then was trying to program. I had to order the cable, of course. While he tried programming, he goes, it's acting funny to him, and he didn't want to destroy his CPS software, so put it on mine, got it to read the radio, but I couldn't update the firmware, and then I needed that 25 entitlement ID, so I bought another one, realizing I really did need it, but it's okay, it was only $5, and then got some tricks from Mr. Lance there. Got it uploaded, got it downloaded, and then ended up getting it loaded and updated firmware in Windows 7. The computer I was using was Windows 10, so it was a big stumbling block there. And yeah, those validations with the 25, yeah, it changed a better majority of my 25 to 20, so I had to go through one by one. You know, so it took me most of the day Sunday to get it programmed, but now it's fully operational.
It changes them to 12 and a half. The wideband entitlement gives you 20 and 25. The only thing I've ever programmed that uses 20 is the 8 packs that are in the 800 radios. But yeah, I was going to say, if I remember right, if it's older, I think I can just bump it, even though I don't have 16 with a wideband. I think it'll let me update it. As long as you don't read it out, you don't have a problem, because then you can't write it unless you push everything in a narrowband. But I think if you don't open it, you can just push the firmware without reading it, and then you take your CPS 2.0, and then you just read it and do everything with the one that does have the wideband entitlement.
Well, again, I'm the wideband for 16, and that helped. I was searching for that one, and Paul had one. And, yeah, had a good deal on it and took him up on it.
It's never a dull day in RF, is it?
Nope, always something different. Look, that's the whole purpose of the hobby, is you learn something new. And since I've been in the DMR for the past, year and a half, and following, John and everybody, I'm getting a little bit more fluent in DMR and setting up OpenGD 77.
When did I get to be a homer?
Tony, 78. And man, when I got a 75-50 and started messing with the Motorola, man, was that a learning curve. So much different than the way you program the any tones and stuff. So it was like,
what is the KF8 FQN? Good kid. Bought the any tone from Anthony. Then I put Wyatt's ID number in there. The whole purpose of the hobby is to figure it out, and that kid figured it out.
The only DMR I did other than my Motorola is the PYT MD390. It's pretty similar to Motorola, just you don't have the roaming to deal with. So, but the DMR is definitely a learning curve to program. And P25 is like DMR and steroids.
Well, this Baofeng DM32 has its own little code plug. Can't use it off at GD77 on it. So I'm still trying to figure that out a little bit. I just got a code plug and downloaded it in there, and that's what I use. But still got to make some modifications eventually. No rush. It has everything I need in there and more. know, but the TYT firmware or software, man, that stuff is a trip. I totally enjoy the OpenGD77 when I can use it.
Yeah, I've never messed with the GD77. I've got a buddy that has one. Never messed with the programming, though. You still out there, Lance?
Yeah, I put the MD380 tools on it, which basically does some of the stuff that GD77 would do. The nice thing with that is it's an enhancement. You still use the base GPS, and then you can load the 380 tools and get all the extra features.
I'm going to say 7.3 for now, and I'm going to head on inside, but it was good talking to you. Maybe we'll catch you, too, this evening on the way home. K8MWN.
Have a good one, Ben. Hope it's an easy day for you today. It's Wednesday. KCHJL, go ahead, Lance.
Yep, 7.3, Ben. I have fun playing on those radios. Today's nothing but meetings until about midday.
Yeah, I have my team huddle at 8 o'clock today. We'll see if everybody shows up, mostly the boss man, sometimes six guests. And we'll see how that goes while I am traversing to my one and only run today. Doing a handover from the contractors to the customer on this new equipment. And of course, there's always issues with something, somewhere. So we'll figure it out as well.
But, new install growing pains or new pains?
Took over the other site for another company. And installed a new IP intercom system and access control. I converted it earlier this year, took it all over and reprogrammed everything. I'm just doing more of a cutover today, so I'm meeting up with the subcontractors. But this site's always going to be a pain because the residents, as they like to be called, like to damage things with no recourse. So, just say that site is job security for the years to come.
Oh, Dolly, I know what you're talking about. I've seen some pictures. they finally fixed our door a couple of weeks ago. I think for the longest time, the motion sensor on the inside quit working. So you go to push the push bar and you just slam into the door because the magnet never let go. So they had to, it was a double door, so it was easy. So you're always using the wrong door. And then eventually just stopped. You'd scan your badge, it would beep, go green, and we wouldn't let go of the door. They said to you would start propping it open, and finally.
Yeah, either the egress motion was aimed too far down towards the door or too high up that it wasn't getting everybody. I mean, everybody thinks, the motion trips and they go right out the door, but you got to wait for that timer. All depends on how it's programmed, how it's mounted, how it's aimed. Usually, you want to aim it about 3 feet from the foot of the door. That's the detection area. But then you get people walking by and the door is always unlocked, so you aim it down a little bit more.
I don't know if that was you or me, but that was pretty rough. I think you know a lot of that.
Oh, what was wrong? Okay, more or less, what was wrong with it? Was the motion need to be replaced, rewired, or readjusted?
I don't know what they did, but it seems to be working now. It's been a while that the motion sensor wasn't working, and we just kind of, they came in, supposedly fixed it, and then it quit working again, and then, eventually, when it stopped opening from the badge side, that's when it actually brought someone in and fixed it. I don't know what they did.
And it could have been a relay, or it could have been a surge suppressor that's on the surge, you know, that's on the mag lock. You know, the capacitors like to hold their juice even after being disconnected. So I usually cut those little snots out, get rid of them, because the relay is rated for 5 amps at, you know, 250 volts, so you really don't need that surge suppressor in there.
Yeah, you might have to talk to your coworker if I know they did. I didn't see anybody there working on it. One day I came in and it was fixed.
Do you know what type of access system that you run by any chance? Or don't they, you're not privy to any information?
I don't know what it is. They've been doing upgrades to them. They put all new bad feeders in, but, you know, they don't seem to work as good as the old ones, but I'm not exactly sure what they have. See any of that?
Okay. So the new badge readers, does it have a light across the top of it? Or is it like a little circle in the middle of the reader kind of thing? I can tell you what it is if you describe it.
Yeah, they're dark gray, and I believe they do have like a little LED bar across the top. They were like old HID, I think it is, the big square stuff. Just had the little circle in the corner.
Yeah, those are the Proxx Pros, the 4x4s with the little red light, and those were standard Wegen readers. Where the new ones they put up with the bar across the top, that's an HID signal, and those are multi technologies. So they read 13.75 kilohertz, 125 megahertz, F2F, and another, it reads multi-technology, so there's different, I guess you could say, antennas in it. So you just got to move your badge to where the antenna's at, and it'd be good as gold.
Yeah, sometimes you hit the badge and it doesn't do anything, and you go back and put it in the exact same spot, and it'll treat it. It just seems to not read as well, I guess. They're just a little bit more finicky.
Yeah, because they're trying to figure out what technology your card is. I guess it could be a Cobra 1000, it could be a 26-bit, a 34, a 37. I got some that are 76-bit. Those are PIV readers. Those are even more finicky. So like I said, it's multi-technology, so you just got to find which antenna your badge triggers. And you find that sweet spot, that's where you usually it's at the bottom for standard cards, but Motorola ASPs are further up or on the other side. Like I said, you went from a single technology to a multi-technology. That's why they're more fickle.
That makes sense. You got to figure out what you got in your hand. I wonder if they're... Or if they're issuing newer badges with a different technology, because I've got an old badge that doesn't even have my picture on anymore. It's sun faded. So I wonder if the new badges are a better technology.
Yeah, they're probably newer corporate 1000s, but then those are 37 bit. It could be a MyFair too, 35, but those are Motorola, or those are signal readers. They might be programmed to read MyFair or DeathSpider. It all depends on how much encryption they got on them. But what you can do, too, is if it doesn't read at all, push the bottom of the reader. And if you hear the reader do it like a little thump, it means that the tamper wasn't closed. Because there's a little button on the back of the reader at the bottom. There's a tamper. And if you take the reader off, it puts it into a tamper state. And it won't read any badges.
That's interesting. What does it happen with the when they're working all together? I don't know. I think if they were switching out a new technology or something, more secure, they'd reissue badges. That's what they did when when we switched to FCA, they just reissued everybody a badge, whether you need it or not. It was, everybody got a new badge. But when the latest ownership change, they just started doing it through attrition.
Yeah, and those new readers also do OSDP, Open Source Data Protocol, or RS-485 communications, which is more secure than Wegian technology. So it uses an ID number from the reader. I said, all depends on how it's wired and how it's programmed. But everybody's going to OSDP from the regular 5-wire Wegian technology. Because OSDP is more encrypted.
It's been more people aren't using the phone as badge. Like, Google Wallet has it built in, but you gotta have it set up through your company and everything.
Yeah, those readers are Bluetooth capable. But the Bluetooth app is a per phone basis. If you got 4,000 phones with the Bluetooth app, that's a lot of money for that technology.
Yeah. Everybody's got their phone out.
Right, and then they have to pay for that app, or not the app, but they have to pay for that service, and sometimes it can get quite pricey. And then they have to have an administrator that issues you an ID number for that badge, you know, for your phone app. Yeah, it gets kind of crazy.
That's really surprising. Like, there's NFC on the phone and everything, but they don't have a way to, you know, scan your badge on your phone, and then your phone is your badge.
Who knows? It might be coming out, you know, it might be something coming out or in development where they use a QR code. You get the app on your phone with the QR code, and you just show the QR code to the reader, and then it processes it, you know, and unlocks the door. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I've seen all different readers, but that one I've not seen yet. I've seen hands, you know, biometric readers, retinal readers, but not one that scans a QR code just yet. I'm sure that technology is coming.
I'm in the parking garage. You can hear me. 673-ABLY.
All right, have a good day at work. 730-KCJGO.
Good morning, Tom. KCJGO, okay with us, Thunder. KCKGO came in yesterday.
KCKGO. KCKGO. KCKGO.
KCKGO. KCKGO.
Hey, Brian, how are you reading that on my HD?
Sound real good. Sound real nice and clear and not broken up. Sounds very clear. Good signal. Over.
Beautiful.
Apple? Which HD do you have?
Hold on 1 second, Brian. Any BZR, KKK Joe. I'm on a Motorola XPR 6550.
Whoa, nice radio.
Took a little bit of doing to get it programmed, but I got it programmed.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that thing sounds real good.
Well, thanks for the radio check. Just want to make sure I was working down here in Detroit working with a coworker. So I got to jump out, but I'll be back. 73 in your final. KCKGO.
Okay, Cujo, have a good day. This is the NADR 73, and we're listening.
Hey, EB1.
This is A6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee.
This is EB1, Alpha Bravo Yankee.
Say that again. I'm using a handy talkie rubber duck antenna. I'm not holding down the push to talk very well.
It's AB8Y, Alpha Bravo 8 Yankee.
Alpha Bravo 8 Yankee. My fingers keep slipping off the push to talk. I'm surprised I'm hitting a Detroit repeater from this location.
Yeah, it's on a pretty tall tree. I'm not sure where you're at, but. Yeah, it's got some good reach.
Bye. I'm in Michigan. I'm in Olympia Rails, I guess. And I changed hands, so maybe I can hold the push to talk a little bit better.
Where was it?
Bloomfield Hills. I'm in Bloomfield Hills, heading towards Birmingham. I got a meeting in Birmingham at Starbucks there, and hopefully I'm going to make it on time because I'm hitting all kinds of construction. I hardly move.
Roger, I'm familiar with the color, that's it. I'm in Auburn Hills right now, headed north. So. Got the Detroit machine there, and then we also got Mount Clemens if you get a little further east.
Well, I normally do the Mount Clemens machine also because I live in Shelby Township. And, wow, I'm going to be late for my meeting, even though I left extra early, thinking, well, I can get there and get my Starbucks early and sip it for a while before the other people show up. I don't think I'm going to have that kind of luck.
Yeah, you might have to skip the nectar.
And I don't know if I can reach anybody with her. Maybe talk to not. They're probably not listening to Detroit right now. I guess I just poke along here.
Yeah. I was living in Cone Township for a while. Back in 2020, moved up north, and I'm in Flushing Township now.
Well, since you left Auburn Hills, you should know where Woodward Avenue is. That's the street that's under construction, and it tells me I got a 10-minute wait here on my navigation. So, oh no, I guess I just have to sit.
Oh, yeah, I've been that way many times. My cousin runs an at-home daycare in Berkeley, so we'd leave Auburn Hills and head down to Berkeley and get the kids and then swing around back to my home township. It's nice, like 2-hour drive home some days.
Well, I'm retired, so I don't have to worry about work schedule. But once in a while, I do have a scheduled meeting or something like that. That's not a big 90 writing on the meeting, but it's something I like to do, and partly social, partly taking care of some personal business. And other than that, that's my life. Whereabouts in Macomb County do you live? Is it Macomb County or Macomb Township, I think you said? My daughter lives in Macomb Township.
I used to live in Macomb Township. We're at Hall Road in Heinrich. But we moved up to Grand Blanc, and then I got divorced a few years later and moved to Flushing Township, so I'm on the north side of Flint.
Yeah, some drive. I was delayed there because I must have doubled with somebody because I got repeater not found. That's usually an indication of somebody's trying to break in.
And we had a temporary loss of signal. But yeah, it's about 50 minutes when there's no traffic, but when I had to move, it was kind of there or in Flint, and I wasn't going to go in Flint. I figured, well, I'm not having to go into work every day anyway, so it won't be that bad. Start of last month, they said, you're going to work every day, so I get to drive every day now.
Something. I know my daughter, she gets to work at home, even though the, I guess you call it the pandemic is over. They trust her enough to let her have a full-time job at home. She's very lucky for that because, you know, commuting is a big expense. I saw gas almost $5 a gallon at a couple of spots, $4.89, something like that. And,
a lot for gasoline.
Yeah, it was, we were going, like 2 to 3 days a week, so that wasn't too bad, you know, get a couple of days from home, but, yeah, right when they decided to bring everybody back in full time, it was, yeah, that's when the gas prices shut up.
Well, I got a little story to tell you, and it's kind of a riddle. Do you know how to tell if a person drives a Tesla? And the answer is, you don't have to do that. They will tell you.
Yeah, I've heard the about a few different groups.
Causing gridlock right now because I'm stuck in the intersection. And I'm not alone. Other people pulled up beside me, so I'm contributing to gridlock right now. Man, it's coming from both directions. Ah, I'm out of the intersection. Good.
Yeah, it's that time of the day where everybody's trying to get home, so that doesn't help when the state flowers out there. The level is hard to turn on.
Projected 3:30 arrival time just got longer. I'm now expected to arrive at 3:33, but that's the parking structure.
Yeah, it's a busy area here, too.
I'm using an old radio here, and I just put a new cold plug in yesterday. I still got a lot of dust on it because it was in storage for a while. It's a high-tier handy-talkie. And it's one that doesn't fully turn off when I turn off the knob. It drains the battery for a while. But fortunately, I just charged it up right before this trip. It's not that bad on batteries, but compared to other transceivers out there, it's a pretty battery-hungry transceiver. But otherwise, I like it. It has the Motorola roaming feature in it, which Hightera can no longer offer. So it really works good with this MFI system.
Yeah, that's a nice feature to have in Michigan, is to be able to do that. It's pretty cool. It's got the battery. Drain the battery even when it's off. You can fill the battery on it when you turn it off.
Well, you're picking up a little bit there. I'm going to have to pay attention to driving here, even though I'm going at 0 miles per hour right now. So I'm going to let you probably switch over to another repeater and as you get further north, I guess. And I'd be listening. AB8B, or AB8Y, I believe the call was. This is N6W. I don't have an E... talk or alias or anything on this old radio, so I can't remember your call for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting into a bad spot, but yeah, it's called ABAY. It looks like Abby is my daughter's name, so. But yeah, we'll see. 7-3, this is ABAY.
Okay, talk to you later. This is N6WY, monitoring.
NABBF. K-8-T-M-R, N-8-D-D-F.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Kilo Zulu 2 Bravo, testing your radio on MI-5. Anyone copy?
N-8-W-C-D, N-8-W-C-D-G, YNU.
K-8-Y-N-U, this is N-8-W-C-D. Good evening to you. Well, judging by the radio traffic, it sounds like you're a little busy this morning, but I didn't hear you so much this afternoon. How was things at work?
Not too bad, actually. It wasn't bad at all. We got along pretty well, and I just got one more, and that's it.
Yes, you do. One more to go tomorrow, and hopefully... it'll be the same result, but I definitely was able to pick you up there, and you pointed me in the right direction, and definitely heard a few problems, especially earlier in the day.
Yeah, good. you know, it wasn't a whole lot of radio traffic today, but yeah, we stayed steady in the morning, and that's usually how the day goes off.
Hey, you can't beat that. I'm definitely happy for you in that way. Like you say, you kind of get that pickup there of calls, and you know, it starts to kind of simmer down a little bit. Hey, you sure can't beat that. Like I say, you're on your way home, and like I say, you got one more day till the weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. How was your day?
I'm doing pretty good today. I had a good visit from Lee and Melissa and the kids. They brought lunch in, and we talked here for a little bit, and they looked around and got something. Let them see some of Mom's things, and they got a couple of things that they liked, and it was just a nice time, and really enjoyed the visit. But other than that, not a whole lot else going along today. I just kind of planned the day around them coming in.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you guys had a good day and a good visit.
Yes, indeed. The kids are growing up, and just like your kids. And they definitely, you know how kids are, especially the younger ones. They enjoy kind of coming upstairs and seeing. You know, seeing things up here and exploring, but we had a nice time. Good talk, and they're going to be heading down to Metro, I think, in a little bit, and going to stay in an Airbnb down in Greenville for a couple of days, graduation, and then stay in Myrtle Beach for several days. So it'll be a nice break for them. They'll need it. They're definitely going to stay busy.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a good time down south, and I heard a lot of good things about Myrtle Beach, so they'll have fun. They'll enjoy that. Graduation, a lot of good stuff. Sounds exciting.
Yes, indeed. It definitely sounds exciting. It's supposed to be in. Have to check it out, but it's supposed to be, the graduation is supposed to be live streamed, I think Friday at 2:30. We'll check it out, and hopefully get to see them walk and get their degree there. It's like you say, it's a neat feeling to walk and to graduate like that. It's pretty cool. NAWCB.
Geez, why didn't you?
Get your training done.
Yeah. What is the graduation again?
It's Friday afternoon at, I believe they said 2:30. I believe they said Bob Jones has it on live stream, if I'm not mistaken, on YouTube.
All right. Cool. Good stuff. I may have to look that up and watch it myself.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to, if I find it, or I think they have a dedicated YouTube channel. I watched their chapel during the week. And Melissa said they had it last week or last year on. So hopefully they will do the same this year.
Cool, good stuff, yeah. Yeah, I'll look it up and see if I can find it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I know Mom and I enjoyed when we went out to Maranatha when they graduated and they got their degrees there. It's interesting this year that none of the parents, Ken and Jackie or Lee's dad, are going to be there. Of course, I'm not going to be able to attend either. So it's kind of different from previous times where we were all up in Maranatha. But that's all it's all good. They'll have a good family time. They have a lot of people down there they know, and like I say, then they can, you know, head on off to Myrtle there of relaxation.
Yeah, you know, I get it. A little different, but I'm sure they understand, and you know, like you said, they'll have fun. You know, Myrtle Beach is a lot of fun. There's a lot of good things to do down there, and it's warm. Maybe they'll bring the warm weather back up here.
Ain't that the truth, man? Yes, it's definitely cooler weather. It's like you go outside. I was out earlier. I think I had to pick up a tree branch or something outside, and I got the mail, and I'm like, man, it's chilly out there. Put a warmer shirt on. I'll have to remember that and go in. I'm probably going to try to take a walk here soon, but you have to remember that going out. A little bit of a breeze makes it cooler, and, you know, especially if it's cloudy out there.
Yeah, that early spring is it's still hanging around.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? And I hear it's supposed to be kind of maybe a little bit on the cooler side here the first part of the month. You know how Michigan is. You know, we start out chilly, and then you know, the switch flips, and you know, the next thing you know, we're running from the furnace to the air conditioner. So I guess stay tuned.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. That's me in the morning. I run the heater in the car, and then I you know, go to the defroster, and then come back out, and it's the AC.
Yeah, that's I've already done that. Even going to church here, you know, go to church and you got the heat on and come out, it's like, man, you know, it's a little stuffy in the car. You know, turn on the vent or crack a window or something like that. It's definitely hard to dress this time of the year. I guess it's like, say, it's easier to shed layers than to go out and be chilly. Out there, they were definitely dressed already for South Carolina. I'm like, man, I'm freezing just looking at you guys.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Sounds like Lee and Melissa.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. But that's good. That's good. Yeah, we like I say, we had a good time and just enjoyed it. It wasn't very, maybe a couple hours or an hour and a half or so, but. Glad they were able to come in, and I'm glad they stopped by. It's kind of out of the way-ish for them. In fact, she just sent me a text saying that they finally got to the plane, and it's like they left out of here about 2:30, and I was a little worried because, you know, they got a lot of construction down near the airport, and of course 696 is kind of a mess too. So I'm glad they made it on time.
Yeah, heading westbound 686 isn't too bad. You can't go back eastbound, but there's ways around it. Lee knows his way around. The way he drives, yeah, he's got it.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Although I know that I know they don't like coming down here in our traffic anymore. I think they've gotten used to. A little slower pace up in Reed City. I know Melissa will tell us, it's really busy over here on US 10, Reed City, and you're sitting there driving along. It's like, okay, I wish we had that kind of rush hour traffic here. And he's going to see me.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. You leave the wrong time, and it's like you're stuck behind, you know, the group of people coming from the north, and then you know, a bunch of trucks, or you know, rush hour, and it's like it just takes forever to get anywhere.
You know, it's interesting too. In going up, you know, we usually go across U.S. you know, U.S. 10, and then there's kind of a jaunt that goes up toward Clare on 127, and then there's kind of a freeway part. There's a lot of traffic and. You get off at the Cadillac exit at 115, and, I mean, everybody exits off of there, and it's like, okay, where'd everybody go? And not complaining. like, man, there's nobody headed toward Reed City on 10. Everybody gets off at 1:15 and goes toward Cadillac. So I get, you know, definitely about that.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, Cadillac's a busy spot, a good vacation area. A lot of people live up there, and it gets towards Ring City. It's just like there's not too much going on up there.
No, there isn't. Most of the hub is, you know, is in Cadillac or down in Big Rapids. Like I said, there's really not a McDonald's, Taco Bell, you know, a couple of smaller places. I don't even think they have a really good. I don't think they even have a name brand motel in Reed City. Most everything, like I say, is Big Rapids or Cadillac.
Yeah. It's probably still bigger than Carrington, though.
Yeah, it's definitely bigger than Carrington. I think they have a Subway there now, but they still don't have a McDonald's, and I think their staples, the Prairie Inn and the Chieftain, are still there. Man, the food at those places, I don't know, they're just not that good. I think I always had indigestion when I ate there.
Yeah, and the blue cheesecake.
Yeah, that's for certain. You know, they pulling it off is what, key lime pie or something. Like you say, it really is blue cheesecake there with, you know, with coloring on it. That's for certain.
Yeah, places like that makes you appreciate what you got here in Michigan.
Yes, I definitely agree. Michigan is, you know, not a perfect state, but like you say, you go visit somewhere and it's like, home's not so bad after all. You know, we kind of joke around about Michigan, whether it's roads or, you know, I've always heard, you know, heard the last one out of Michigan, turn out the lights or something like that. But, you know, it's not a bad state. It's a beautiful state, and there's a lot to offer here.
Yeah, for sure. Some good fish and chips.
Ain't that the truth? Good fish and chips here. Yes. I've been definitely looking at the fish and chips. I can't go out to dinner. I might go pick up something from Kroger there and put it in the oven or something like that. Got some tartar sauce and I definitely enjoy it in that way.
Yeah. We'll have to take you over to Terry's Terrace and have some fish and chips over there. Man, they got some good fish and chips there.
NAWCB, yes, I've heard a lot of good things about Terry's Terrace. I definitely have heard the food is good there and the fish and chips are good. You know, like I say, we Mom and I have just never gotten out that way. You know, hey, let's go for a drive and, you know, to Terry's Terrace, or we've just never gotten out that way. But maybe sometime we'll have to stop in there.
Yeah, or head over to Dugan's or something like that for their fish and chips. They got some good fish and chips out there too.
Yeah, that's certain. I haven't been home in Royal Oak, and I think it's been since we've moved up.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. We'll have to go out there. One of those two places that get some fish and chips there, guys.
That's the truth. Yes, indeed. Definitely enjoy that. Always like fish and chips. That is probably one of my, if not my favorite meal out there. There's a lot of good places there. Like you say, those two are very high on the list.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, I am home, so I'm going to head in and relax a little bit and get some supper, but appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. If you need anything tonight there, Dad, just let us know, but looking forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Definitely good conversation tonight there. Enjoyed it very much. Thanks for the ride along. But I'm glad your work day is over and things went pretty smoothly. And, yeah, you definitely got some supper to look forward to. And so we'll let you head on in and enjoy that. Enjoy some relaxation and family time. But tell everyone hello. And 73s and 88s to you and the family. And sure, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. You have a great evening. NAWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here tomorrow. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K8YNU, clear.
KC8MXG, listening.
KPR, looking for a test.
Good evening, Phil. W8RCY, I copy you, and happy belated birthday. This is W8RCY. I apologize if I stepped on Mike, the other caller. And if Phil, if you got a copy on me, happy belated birthday. W8RCY, we're clear.